All right, let's get a little music. We do it every Monday. Can we say that? Thanks, Gov. Rico.
Mike, let's start off on Saturday.
Can we say BYU is a fraud? Yes.
Sure.
Sorry.
BYU's a fraud? You want to go with that
one? I hate to see it.
I honestly don't know who. You know what? Can we say that I still don't know who's going to win the Big 12?
Well, yeah, because the conference is a giant compost heap. I mean, it's terrible. Arizona State's got two losses.
It's basically the NFC West of college football.
For college football's sake, I will tell you I hope Deion Sanders wins it. I hope Colorado wins it.
Yeah.
Because at least there's some NFL talent there. Ain't nobody trying to see Kenny Dillingham or BYU in their collection of 30-year-olds with three kids. The Big 12's awful. Deion, hey, man, I love disruptors, right? I don't have to love how he behaves, but I love disruptors. He's a disruptor, a story. Shador, Hunter, those are wonderful players to watch. Colorado's got a test Saturday against the Gonorrhea Birds, the Kansas Jayhawks. Be careful now. If Arizona State beats BYU and Kansas beats Colorado, chaos. But I hope it's Colorado, because who's trying to watch any of those other teams?
You are correct. Can we say that Oregon has had their one scare and they are on their path to winning a national title?
No, not for me. I think the offense looks a little bit broken, and I understand they've had a couple of injuries. It's been this way for a while now. Their offense wasn't great against Michigan. It's not great against Wisconsin this weekend. It's just, it doesn't feel right. And frankly, should have lost that game. Now they're good, and maybe they're the best of the bunch. I will not pick them to win a national title. No, sir. Not for me.
Yeah, I believe that Ohio State will beat them in the Big Ten championship game. While Oregon has kind of struggled since that game, Ohio State has gotten better since that game.
Have they?
Yeah.
Have they?
In certain things, yes. Certain areas.
You sure about that?
Just wait till next week. Ohio State, Indiana. We'll have the wrap-up of that game. Can we say that maybe the Texas offense isn't quite right with Quinn Ewers as quarterback? That maybe there's another guy who could lead this team to do a little better?
I will say, okay, it's yes and no. Can I do that in this game? Is that an option?
With a question mark?
Question mark? I think Texas's offense isn't all that based on the pieces. Remember, they lost their top two or three running backs to start the year, so they're on a poverty spot there. Wide receiver Isaiah Bond was out all year. They're trying to bring him back. I told you, I don't like what they have out wide compared to last year where it was A.D. Mitchell and Xavier Worthy, Sanders, the tight end who's in Carolina. That's a part of it. Ewers is who he is. I think he's a good college quarterback that if he gets hot can be very good. The word I've never associated with him, great. So I believe you can say a certain element of that, but I do think the pieces around him are limiting too. But I don't even know if what I did is just legal in the constraints of the game.
It is.
Okay, then.
We make it up as we go along.
Sounds like MSU NIL.
There we go. Or just the play calling.
No, I think what Mike said is spot on. You just, when you lose the weapons that you've lost from last year's team, sometimes you determine maybe the weapons is what made the quarterback. And Quinn Ewers is exactly who we thought he was.
Yeah, like I wouldn't take him in the NFL. I mean, he's behind Beck. He's behind Sanders, behind Milroe. He's behind all these guys. I just think Ewers is fine enough. Remember, and I've always questioned the arm strength. He still throws like a lollipop ball. Drives me nuts.
You know what's funny, David? Because normally when you do these, and you're always like, and you know what? You're reading my notes. David, you're reading my notes. Speaking of teams that no longer have all the weapons anymore, it's not a can we say that? It's a I don't know what to do with Georgia. I don't know what to do with this team because you look at the weapons that he has that are playing, whether it's Bowers, whether it's McConkie, in the NFL, they're good, and then they're great, and then they're not so good.
So can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How much of this is people need to take a step back and look at maybe Georgia isn't what they were in 21, and that's why we're impugning them? Remember, they opened the season with Clemson while everybody else is opening with the school for the deaf. They went to Ole Miss. They went to Tuscaloosa. They welcomed in number 7 this weekend. Look at the difference between Indiana's schedule or Tennessee's schedule and then Georgia. Look, I think part of their problem is they need a driving school. Guys like Ra-Ra Thomas were supposed to play a big role. They got kicked off the team. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a beautiful game plan. And they used tempo Saturday night. You might see more of that. And they finally used Juricic, the kid they got from Stanford, the tight end, Oscar Delp. Yes, I just think we've got to stop holding Georgia to the 2021 standard. Oh, the defense isn't what it was. Oh, you mean it's not the greatest defense in the history of college football?
I think you're right. They had so much talent. You just expect them to have that every year. You just can't.
And you can't do it when you're playing the most brutal schedule in America.
So we're holding Georgia to Georgia's standard. Kenny, how do you feel about this? Because it's instead of, can we say, I don't know what to do with Georgia. I just don't know. Is this a team that can win a national title?
Yes.
Or is this going to be the team that gets left out of the college football playoff picture?
Yes. The answer is yes, because this could easily go one of two different ways, and I think both are in play at this point.
They are a mortal lock.
A mortal lock?
You're playing UMass and a community center.
Did you watch Carson Beck a couple of weeks ago?
It doesn't matter. You're going to the playoff. You don't believe they're getting left out.
2 weeks of cupcakes. Michael, you stop looking at my notes now.
They're in. He's being a...
Are they? Well, yeah, they may be in. But as far as the SEC championship game...
Yes.
Is the SEC praying that two teams just emerge for the championship game so that they don't have to go to their tiebreaker system to figure out who actually goes to Atlanta?
I will say no, because they have so many brand names, it doesn't matter. And all the executives are just lubing up. They know. Well, it's Texas-Bama. And? Oh, it's A&M versus Texas. Oh, sweet. Oh, look, Georgia's back. Hi, it's me again. I mean, they're all just putting on their lingerie. They don't care.
While I hear you, there's only one exception. I think they may not want Texas A&M, because that would be back-to-back week.
Okay, fair play.
That's the only reason.
But I don't even know if that's possible.
It's right now, they're both there, one, right, two.
There's like Texas A&M. Teams.
All right, I'll tell you who won't be there, LSU. Can we say Brian Kelly's in trouble? Maybe not now, but it's going to be a full court press next fall.
Okay. What I had down was, can we say that Brian Kelly has to deliver a quarterback, Bryce Underwood, to LSU to make sure he cements his job for next season?
The problem is he could deliver him, but he's still going to deliver 3-4 losses with a true freshman. That's the issue for me.
He has to get a veteran quarterback in there to win immediately.
Yeah, but then Bryce isn't going to come to school.
There you go.
Welcome to Rico's College Football. Ain't it grand? I think he's in trouble. That's what I'll say.
Tip your waitstaff.
Family.
Can we say that
Jonathan Smith is stealing money?
Can we say?
Sorry, that's an editorial. I'm kidding.
Can we say?
Are you done?
Yeah, I guess. Can we say that Tulane will make the college football playoff as the group of five team?
No. It's going to be Boise State. Tulane was impressive, shutting out Navy, doing it with their freshman quarterback, Mensa. But no, I don't think they can. If you stack up Boise versus Tulane, I don't think Tulane's going to be able to pass them. Now, if Boise loses, then yeah, all bets are off. And even I know, I'm going to be rooting like hell for my guys from West Point. Even I know they're probably not beating Notre Dame. So that'll take care of itself.
You hate America.
What are you talking about? I'm rooting for them, but I mean, it's a tall task.
Nothing's too tall of a task for an Army man.
No, Tulane lost the games they needed to. One of those games, they needed to beat Kansas State or Oklahoma. At the time they were ranked, they did not. So,
and Oklahoma's booty.
Exactly.
Can we say Jonathan Smith looks like Monty Williams? Buyer's remorse. I saw a man who looked like he was questioning his life on the sideline Saturday while he was getting bombarded by a man in a duvet cover. A little Monty here.
It's funny because both have that look like, wait, this system worked before. Why isn't it working now?
Oh, see, I had
great success doing these types of things. And I'm not now. I'm losing.
See, I had more of the, wait, did I seriously make my kids move their school? Where am I? Look.
Now, see, at least Monty didn't make his kids move. They stayed.
Uh-oh. No, I just, listen, it is lifeless, both in his mannerisms and in the play on the field. Jonathan Smith, and I know we'll get to more of this as the week goes along, couple of Sharon Moore clock management issues. And look, whether it's players, yeah, scheme, whatever, going six games without a sack, there hasn't been a team to do that since 05 in all of Division I. It's a lifeless product. And he looks like a guy who looks either like he's given up on this team or worse. That's what it looks like, feels like, sounds like.
Yeah, but he was also looking that same way when they were beating Prairie View. I didn't know. David, we got to wrap up. I don't have time for any more.
Unbelievable. One more with him.
Okay, one more.
Bart.
Can we say your Giants are waving the white flag?
No, because that try-hard boner is going to win some games he shouldn't, and it's going to screw over our draft pick, and I'm going to be doing one of these in the offseason. Plus, we paid Drew Lock $6 million, and he doesn't even play, and that's the money we needed to keep Xavier McKinney or Saquon.
See, it was worth it.
It was worth it.
That was it. Okay.
Can we say John Mara is a spineless jellyfish and a silver spooner?
97-1.
Ah!